You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So did your roof stay intact yesterday? Did part of it blow off?
Oh, my gosh, man. The
trees knocked down? What happened at your house?
The rain and the weather yesterday, not only at my house, but my God, around the city. I'm seeing pictures come in on the news this morning of trees knocked over and flooding and trampolines getting blown out of yards. Am I the only one that loves watching those videos with the trampolines?
The trampolines
go up in the air and then they travel down like 8 or 9 houses. I love that. But yeah, the amount of rain that we got yesterday was insane. And then it popped up again last night around midnight. And it was, you know, one of those things where you're kind of in and out of a groggy sleep because you hear it and you're wondering, do I need to go check the windows? Because it sounds they're smashing the windows right now. But I just went, you know, kind of back to sleep. But yeah, crazy weather, and it's been great. I haven't had to water my lawn all week, and I don't plan on it because we've gotten so much rain. But yeah, pretty crazy in the city yesterday.
It's so funny nutty. Because we'll go through long periods of drought, and then instead of just getting a nice, gentle, you know, 4-hour rain, it has to be this torrential, you know, fury of Mother Nature. It's like Mother Nature can't just give us the middle ground. It's either got to be bone dry or punching
us
right in the face.
You're getting blasted. And the kids were loving it because they were going out taking these big plastic containers and putting them under the gutters and stuff and filling them up. And Reed all of a sudden is like Mr. Eco-Friendly, Mr. Green. And he's like, I'm going to use this to water all my plants and water the trees. And I'm like, all right, go for it, buddy.
I'm glad he's doing that.
Do it.
You know, if you're talking about the tree damage and everything, I'm one of those people that, you know, there are some people who can say, I watch a movie, you know, and it's violent and, you know, people get blown up, blah, blah, blah. But I can handle that. But if a dog gets hurt, then I start crying.
Yeah.
I'm that way with trees for whatever reason. When I drive down a street and I see tree damage where a giant tree is snapped in half or these huge branches come down, my heart hurts a little bit. And I don't know why that is. It's not like I'm some tree hugger / arborist or whatever, but I do have like empathy for those creatures.
When you see the big ones too, that you know that have been there for years and they're like, help me.
We live essentially in a forest, and there's one tree right behind our house. It's this giant oak tree. I mean, it is huge. And it suddenly got some sort of issue with it.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, and we are actually going to call out some sort of tree specialist to come out and take a look at, because we've got a billion trees. It's not as if, you know, this is the only one. But for whatever reason, this is the one that's right next to the house, and it is gorgeous and super tall, and it looks like it is really struggling. And we're so it makes my heart hurt. I'm like, we got to get somebody out here to look at this tree.
It's going to suck if he comes out and puts his hands on his hips and looks at it, and he says, you know, this is going to make a good-looking bedroom set. A nice solid oak bedroom set out of this tree.
It's like how people will pay a lot of money for a pet at the vet. Mm. You know, like, well, whatever you got to. I know that, you know, Buffy's 13 years old, but, you know, still, you know, let's do the surgery.
Yep.
I'm going to be that way with this tree. I just know it because I've got a soft spot for trees like that. Speaking of stuff around the house, I know you're doing major remodeling of a bathroom in your house.
I'm gutting the main level guest bathroom, which is it's got a shower and a sink and vanity and all that. I'm doing everything in there. So we're already, though, bickering. I started like 2 or 3 days ago. We're already bickering about, you know, yesterday was the size of the mirror that I'm going to be putting in or leaving, or, you know, it's like mirror issues. And we're going to do some like wood planking on the wall, that kind of a farmhouse look. And
yeah, I like that.
And the problem with my wife, and she admitted it yesterday, is she's not a good visualizer. She can't stand back and kind of squint and look at the space and visualize what it's going to look like, whereas I'm really good at doing that.
She needs Joanna,
Chip and Joanna
to do that three-dimensional video that she does.
Yep.
But I'm like Nicole. I'm the same way. I can't visualize either.
Yeah, where I can. I can just close my eyes and just, because I guess maybe it's because I'm doing it that I know that, okay, I got to do this and this and this, and okay, that's going to look pretty good.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, no, we need to lay the tile out. We need to bring the vanity in. We need to hold up the light fixture. Hold up the swatches of paint. And I'm like, no, let's just do it.
Yeah,
let's
just dive in. That's weird. That's
different. So we would fight if we were living together. We would fight.
Yeah, well, you and Gretchen are the same because she can visualize like you.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said, you know, that we need to swap partners.
We might have to do that for a year or two.
So, you know, I'm not doing a major remodel, but I'm doing a repair in the bathroom, and it includes patching this hole in a ceiling because a pipe had to be repaired, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I've been doing the, you know, the mudding of it, everything after putting the drywall up, and I've got to do a lot of sanding. And I was like, you know what would really come in handy right now is one of those fancy schmancy sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of taking the hand thing. I was like, I want one of those sanders. And I was like, I don't want to go buy another piece of equipment. But at the same time, I have a feeling that if I went and rented one, it would be the same price as flipping,
right,
buying one.
And for as many issues as you're having with the pipes and the holes in the walls, and it might be a good
investment
just to get one.
Yeah. So I saw this story this morning that we might expand on later on the show or on another day. But it was a list of things that people would rather rent than own. And sure enough, you know, tools is on there.
Yeah,
that's in the top 10. People's like, I don't want to have to clutter up my garage or whatever with all these tools when I probably won't ever need it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I want a sander. And I was thinking about it yesterday. I was like, dang, I wish Jeremy lived right next door to me.
I got a
right
couple.
Now,
yeah.
Just for this one time so I can go,
hey,
man, can I borrow that? Do you loan your tools out? Or
well, then that's the thing. I'd look at my video my cameras and be like, oh, my God, Dom's at the door. Don't answer it.
I'd find you eventually.
He needs something.
I would find you eventually.
No, I don't like loaning out my stuff. I've done it a couple times.
So
like, I loaned out my power washer to the guy a couple doors down, and like I stood outside and watched him use it to make sure he was using it properly and that he didn't screw it up.
None of this surprises me. I don't know.
The whole thing, like, he kept glancing over at me, you know, the whole time. I was like, hey, you know, throw a wave at him. Thumbs up. I'm doing good.
Go back inside, and then you just peek out through the curtains and everything.
Like a normal person, right?
Yeah, you might be that guy who's like, I'm sorry, I just don't loan out my tools anymore.
Or I just lie. I just lie. Oh, no, I don't. I don't have a hammer. Darn
or
it.
Or you can just say it's broken, I guess.
Yeah, I've got.
You've seen me use that sander. Oh, it broke.
It
man.
Broke. Caught on fire.
And then Horrible. 3 months later, when I see you using it, you'd say, hey, I just went and bought it.
It's the key. Just lie.
I'm going to put a little note on this story, though, because some of the other things that people are renting was really interesting to me. And I'll go ahead and throw one out right now. We can talk about later is designer wedding dresses.
What a great idea.
I think so, too. I mean, I know some people are freaked out about, somebody else had this on their body, but they cleaned them. But I think that's a great idea. Like, you guys even lost Nicole's.
We don't even know where
dress.
The dress is. And then the people that go and get them preserved and everything, what do you do with them? You shove them
what
in a closet and you never look at it again.
Yeah, and there's this whole thing like, well, I want my daughter to use it. Well, your daughter's going to want her own, just like you wanted your own.
Right, it's going to be out of style and it's
but,
yellowing.
But there's a whole bunch of stuff on here about, you know, we're kind of turning into a renting society.
Yeah, I like that. Let's go over that later.
You know, that's why, you know, people look at all the people like you who have either got VHS tapes or DVDs of movies. There are some people listening right now who have hundreds and hundreds of movies, either on VHS or DVD or a combination. And essentially, when we're streaming movies these days, we're just renting them.
You are.
Right?
Yep.
Even if it doesn't cost anything, like if it's free on Netflix, you're paying a subscription. So you're
right.
Renting films and people don't buy them anymore. Remember, I used to have hundreds and hundreds of CDs of music.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
If I've got CDs now, I'm not exactly sure where they are.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
But we are a rent society anymore. That's why Uber is such a big thing.
You
we'll
can
rent
RVs.
We'll rent the backseat of a car.
You can rent somebody's actual car if you need like a truck for the day. You can go to this app and you can rent somebody's pickup truck for the day.
Yeah, I was talking to my buddy Milo yesterday. He's coming out to see me. He's going to come spend a few days. And I asked him about it. He's like, you probably don't need a car. He's like, well, I use this service now. It's like Uber, but it's more long term.
Yep.
So you're not going through Hertz or Avis or Budget or anybody like that. You're going through an individual.
Just
he goes,
some
man, he goes,
car.
He said he did it not long ago and got a really nice BMW that he was driving.
Isn't that great?
And I was like, boy, that we really are a temporary society anymore.
Yeah. I got to get me a Beamer to rent out. Wow.